Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Welcome back to EV News Daily and a bonus podcast about the rising tide of anti-climate rhetoric coming from certain car makers, which I've noticed is now having a drip feed through to the general reporting of EVs and a potentially dangerous misperception. Now, I have held off talking about this for a very long time because, look, this podcast doesn't need to get clicks based on wild headlines. I'm not selling ads on a page. I don't need you to click on the headline of this on a website. I'm not making YouTube videos that will get many more views if it's a negative headline with a crazy bit of clickbait imagery so that you'll watch a few more YouTube adverts. I'm funded by the people who put this show on the air and primarily the Patreon page. Now, I prefer to take a pragmatic approach and not knee-jerk to every dire warning from the latest failing automaker, because for each one of those, there are many more EV success stories. But this has been a rough week in the headlines. So go on, I'll bite. Okay, so what's been happening? Phrases like low demand for EVs and slowdown of EV sales have become more common in general reporting of the industry, often being parroted, often from press releases sent out by lobbyists. Here's the facts. In September of 2024, this is very recent data, the UK witnessed a record-breaking month for EV sales. BEV registrations reached an all-time high of 56,387 units sold. That accounts for 20.5% of the overall new car market. That's up from 16.6% in the same month of last year. That's the highest number of BEV registrations ever in the history of EVs being on sale in this country. We've just broken the record again. The overall market share for EVs in the UK has been steadily increasing. It's a constant rise. There is no drop off, with BEVs now 18.1% share of the market in October 2024. The mean monthly sales figure for the first 10 months of the year is about 30,000 units sold every month. Now, CO2 targets in the European Union and zero emission targets here in the UK are an opportunity for car companies to make compelling EVs, and it's a major risk for businesses who have found themselves on the bottom end of the sales tables. And it's the ones at the bottom who are now shouting very loudly, the vocal minority. The stakes are incredibly high. There are three main stories this week which have received a huge amount of attention. And you know, each one of those could be like a whole podcast, but I'll run through them very quickly. With a month to go until the end of the year, the car industry lobby is turning up the heat in their war of words with the UK government about long-standing policies designed to lower CO2 and clean up air quality. There are several issues that I'll address today. Firstly, the issue of rising EV sales around the world and why legacy automakers are upset. And yet they're the ones who haven't, some of them, haven't invested in robust pipelines of the right vehicles at the right price in the right place. Secondly, we have the issue of some of the automakers themselves are actually doing very well financially. Outside of China, publicly traded car companies have chosen not to reinvest more in things like R&D for affordable EV models. But over the last, well, since the pandemic, many of the large Western publicly traded EV companies, well, automakers, have chosen to return that value to shareholders. They've been offering dividends and special dividends in some cases as well. And let me be clear, I think that's fine because they can run their business however they want. I don't care. I don't want to come across as sounding like I'm passing judgment. However, it only becomes an issue when those same companies are now saying they can't possibly meet the clean air targets that have been set in the UK and the EU because buyers don't want the EVs that they have to offer or that they can't compete with new affordable models from China that have been coming for a long time. The growing frustration I have this week with these weasel-worded statements from the car industry, mostly via well-funded lobby organisations, but occasionally from the car makers themselves, is that they're blaming everyone else for their failures. They have blamed this week the lack of infrastructure, the Chinese subsidies that the Chinese government have bestowed upon their industry. That's fair. They blame the regulators who are introducing clean air policies so that our children don't grow up with lung cancer. And that is frustrating because they're blaming everybody but themselves. Let me highlight those three cases. All right. Number one. The headline that the UK's shift to EV risks £6 billion in losses. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders, the SMMT, is a lobby organisation for the car makers in the UK. They all the major car makers, many of them, put their money in, then that lobby organisation speaks on their behalf. It saves them having bad headlines written about the individual car makers. It's what a lobby organisation does. They warn that the shift to EV is going to significantly harm the UK auto industry. The group said that EV demand has not met the government's zero emissions targets. Those two sentences are entirely separate. The shift to EVs would harm the UK auto industry. That might be true. That the EV demand has not met the government's zero emission targets. That also may be true. They're two separate things because the UK auto industry doesn't make EVs. Now we have Nissan in Sunderland and we have some smaller things, but the EVs that we buy are imported. Now Stellantis makes some EVs here. The numbers are tiny. The amount of EVs that we buy are all imported. So the move to EV could well harm the UK auto industry. That EV demand not meeting the government's targets may well be true. But those two things are entirely separate. The SMMT analysis shows, they say, that low EV sales combined with higher sales quotas would lead to losses of £6 billion this year. The association called for immediate market intervention to protect businesses and jobs. They said, and I quote, "Since the mandate was designed more than 2 years ago, the original assumptions on which it was founded have not been borne out. Market demand has, however, failed to meet ambition. The UK is not immune to global pressures and costs stubbornly high in a lack of confidence in perceived charge point provision resulting in a reluctant market," end quote. Well, there's so much happening in that sentence. I don't know where to begin. They say that, you know, in the 2 years since the EV mandate in the UK was conceived, that you know, we're not growing EV sales, which is nonsense because I've just told you at the beginning of the podcast that we just hit a record month. EV sales are flying in the UK. The market demand is not meeting the ambition. It totally is. The UK is not immune to global pressures. Yeah, that's fine. They state stuff that you can't argue with, that we have high costs in this country. Absolutely. It's cheaper to make a vehicle in Morocco, as many car makers are starting to do. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to buy EVs in this country. Oh, and then they blame the charge point provision, of course, because that's just an easy target. They say that meeting the UK's EV targets has forced car makers to offer discounts estimated to have cost them £4 billion in profit.
or Boohoo, you know, we get to buy cheaper cars and they have to discount their vehicles. They're still making profit on them. Additionally, each car maker has invested billions in developing, they say, 125 zero-emission cars and 30 electric vans. Right. There's not 125 EVs being made in this country. There might be globally, or there might be their member organisations. Nothing to do with UK investment, that isn't. They say that in 2024, EV sales will reach 363,000 in this country. That's 18.7% of new car registrations, which is below the 23.3% market share that they were aiming for. But again, is it not better to set a high goal and almost get there, set a big target and almost get there, than not be ambitious and not get anywhere near it? We're still going to be 20% of the UK market this year is going to be pure BEV, and that is incredible. It's why, if you're listening to this in the UK and you keep seeing EVs on the roads, yeah, because one in five cars being sold now are a pure EV, and it's brilliant to be witnessing some of the great deals that are out there and some of the new vehicles coming to market. Now, the SMMT said that manufacturers have not adequately boosted consumer demand and that urgent rapid action to increase demand and adjust regulations are needed to match market conditions. The association concluded, and I quote, "A robust competitive market would ensure a greater volume of EVs reach the road, a more important marker for decarbonisation than market share, and encourage greater investment in UK manufacturing and the thousands of jobs it provides," end quote. You see, what they're doing here is employing a very common technique, and it's called false equivalence. They make a very good point that's very hard to argue with, so your brain gets into an agreement pattern. They say a competitive market ensures a greater volume of EVs coming to them, and you go, oh yes, absolutely, that's right, because if we've got a competitive e-market, there's going to be more. And then they immediately say, in the next sentence, something that they want to link it to. They link it to UK manufacturing and jobs, which, like I say, has nothing to do with meeting 20% EV markets share, because no EVs are made here. Very few are made here. They're implying that jobs will be lost. It's a cleverly veiled threat to politicians, in my opinion. Those two things are completely different, because most vehicles made in the UK are made for export. The UK's Clean Air Initiative has nothing to do with the amount of EVs made on this soil, because selling and making are largely disconnected when it comes to the UK car industry. The website currentnews.co.uk reported exactly the kind of headline that the SMMT wants them to write. Here's the headline, and I quote, "Car manufacturing output down as EV demand weak," end quote. Right. The article says, despite a 32.6% volume decline in the number of battery electric, plug-in hybrid and hybrid electric cars manufactured, 24,719 were made, representing a third of total output. In September 2024, low-emission vehicles likewise made up a third of all cars produced. Produced. And yet the headline says, car manufacturing down as EV demand weak. Right, car manufacturing might be down, yes, but the false equivalence in their headline is as EV demand weak. EV demand has nothing to do with the amount of cars made in this country. However, it's what this powerful lobby group and many of them around the world do very well. EVs are being blamed for the issues inside the car companies themselves. The Guardian newspaper writes this, and I quote, "While several car makers have complained bitterly about the mandate, it applies to all sales, including all imports from all countries. Most of the UK's cars that are made here are exported. They have no impact on the UK ZEV mandate. Several senior executives at rival car makers this week said they believed there is no direct link between the UK ZEV mandate and Stellantis' decision, although some argue that the mandate indirectly undermines the case for investment," end quote. So we'll get onto Stellantis in a moment. That's what The Guardian are talking about, a factory closure. Now, the anti-EV lobby purposefully forget to mention job creation around the EV industry, including new manufacturing, new charging infrastructure and related services. The transition to EVs presents a significant economic opportunity for the UK. According to a CBI economics report, under the optimistic scenario where the UK scales up BEV production, the total gross value added GVA contribution to the automotive sector could increase by 35%, adding £16.1 billion to our economy by 2035. This growth could potentially create an additional 167,000 full-time jobs. So, we're going to get on to 1,000 jobs going from Stellantis in the UK in a minute.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Contrast that with, and I'm not saying that those 1,000, if I was affected, if I was the family affected by the 1,000 Stellantis jobs going this week in the UK, I'd be very, very, closely affected by this, and I'd feel very strongly. But contrast that with the 167,000 new full-time equivalent jobs if we invest in EVs, according to the CBI. Now, the dire predictions by the trade lobby contradict the truth. In September, like I say, the UK saw record EV sales, over 50,000 new cars registered, 21% of newly registered cars, which, fans of math, will see that 21% is very close to 22%, which is the target we were aiming for. And traditionally, we sell a lot of EVs in the last 2 months of the year, so November and December are probably going to be very, very good for the UK car industry. This is a growing market. This does not say a reluctant market. Now, the company New Automotive projects that there will actually be a surplus of the mandate credits this year in 2024, indicating that car makers are collectively overachieving on the regulatory requirements. This directly contradicts the SMMT's claim of the industry falling short. So, yeah, some of the car makers won't hit the 22% target, so they can pool with others. The likes of car makers who do sell cars here that are going to get to 22%. I mean, start with the pure EV makers. Or those making nearly all EVs, obviously Tesla, Polestar, BYD, MG sell a ton of EVs. And so they can, the ones that are failing can pool with the companies and obviously pay them a consideration, but it'll be less than the fines to pool together. So there's going to be more ZEV mandate credits than are needed this year. Now, the lobby organisation argues that weak demand is hurting in the industry, but they overlook the success of affordable EVs from Chinese brands. The market share of Chinese EV brands in the UK has grown from just 2% in 2019, pre-pandemic, to 20% by Q3 last year, indicating very strong demand for the kind of cars coming out of China, which are more accessible and more affordable. The success in their own domestic market, driven by affordable models, demonstrates there is a significant demand for EVs when priced appropriately. Remember what I said at the beginning of the podcast? The right EV at the right price in the right place. And they don't acknowledge that. The lobby organisation, the SMMT, claiming manufacturers are being forced. The car makers are being forced to offer discounts to sell their EVs here. But that is just a necessary market adjustment to align pricing with consumer expectations, to bring the cost of EVs in line with combustion cars. That's not a sign of a market failure. That's a market that's growing and hitting record levels month on month. While the SMMT cites a lack of confidence in charging infrastructure, I notice they don't give any data to support that claim. The rapid increase in EV sales suggests that that's not a significant barrier and it's not as bad as they imply. All right, we've got two more cases to get to. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Stellantis did close a factory or announce that this week, and they link that to the UK's climate goals. And finally, Ford say Brits don't want EVs, but we will examine that claim back in a moment. All right, welcome back to the podcast. If you heard an advert or two you'd like to get rid of those, you can sign up to our Patreon page at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. It's how we fund the podcast to ensure that we are not in the pocket of any one particular sponsor or someone coming in with a ton of money who would dictate the content. I love the fact that there are 225 different sources of funding for this podcast. It's amazing. It allows me to make podcasts like this, which would probably upset a couple of the car makers. Now, Stellantis are our next case today. Owner of Vauxhall, Opel, and a ton of other brands, announced they will close their long-running commercial vehicle factory in a place called Luton, north of London, by the way. Luton. 1,100 jobs potentially affected. The company plans to centralise its UK manufacturing at Ellesmere Port. Now, Ellesmere Port began making EVs last year after a £100 million investment. Stellantis says the move is to improve production efficiency and meet the UK zero emission vehicle regulations and requirements. Stellantis will invest an additional £50 million on top of the £100 million already invested to upgrade Ellesmere Port to be a fully electric, sustainable vehicle centre. Well, that sounds good. That sounds like investment. It's not how the news was spun this week. Stellantis used the opportunity to criticise the UK's clean air targets and the ZEV mandate. The CEO, Carlos Tavares, who is on his way out, on his farewell tour now, as his contract is not being renewed, heading off into the sunset, warning that the UK's rules would harm the business, well, his business, Stellantis, because it requires higher EV sales. Well, make more EVs then for buyers amid what he calls a decreasing interest in EVs, which is simply not true. There might be a decreasing interest in the EVs that his company's making. Not true as a fact. The mandate demands that car makers get 22% sales mix in 2024, going up to 80% by 2030. And they face heavy fines for non-compliance of about £15,000 per vehicle sold if they don't meet it. Now, Maria Grazia Delvino is the former head of Stellantis here in the UK. And earlier this year, well, she's left the company now, by the way, she warned that strict electrification policies would force the company to stop vehicle production in the UK. That wasn't even a veiled threat. She was one of the most vocal car-making senior figures over the last couple of years and directly said, Stellantis will shut down factories, you'll lose jobs in the UK unless you do it our way. Well, before the announcement, there were signs the government would waver. The UK government at a swanky black tie dinner this week held by the SMMT on Tuesday night, which the government were at, and talked on stage about how they will now urgently consult the car industry and report back by January to offer them more flexibility. Hold on. Hold on, my friends. Didn't Stellantis literally just say that they were on target in the UK? Yes. Yes, they did. The UK Guardian newspaper writes that Stellantis, the owner of Vauxhall, just told investors that it was confident it would meet the UK's rules on electric vehicle sales. Only 2 months before, it then blamed them for the decision to close the factory in Luton. Stellantis cited the UK's zero-emission vehicle mandate when they announced the closure of its van factory in Bedfordshire on Tuesday, putting 1,100 workers at risk of redundancy or relocation to the electric factory in Ellesmere Port. However, Natalie Knight, Stellantis's chief financial officer, told a closed-doors conference that the business expected to make a profit from its British sales and to meet the ZEV targets, avoiding steep fines. According to a transcript held by the data company AlphaSense, she said that while other companies had challenges because they sold too few electric cars, Stellantis had a, I quote, pretty nice mix, end quote, of electric and petrol, meaning it would avoid fines. The UK was, I quote, a spot where we're confident we're going to be able to hit the ZEV mandate by the end of the year, end quote. That's what she said. She said, I quote, we're confident that we're going to do it at reasonable profitability, end quote. That's what The Guardian wrote this week. So hang on, Stellantis, which one is it? That you will make a profit from selling EVs in this country and that you'll hit your targets and it'll all be fine, or that you're having to close a factory in Luton, which you've been threatening to do for years, since pre-pandemic times, and when you finally did it, use the opportunity to link it to EVs? Well, Car Magazine, which I love, by the way, wrote this week. And I quote, with 2025 now just a few weeks away, it's increasingly clear that the zero emission vehicles mandate introduced as a legally binding ZEV sales target won't be achievable for a vast majority of car manufacturers. The mandate was introduced for 2024 and set out a clear path to the 2030 ICE car ban. The ZEV mandate increases incrementally each year, with a 22% target for 2024. Figures from SMMT for October show the overall market share for EVs was 18.5%. Fines of £15,000 will apply to each car sold beyond the target. Car Magazine continues to write, the ramifications for the ZEV mandate are already being felt. The ZEV mandate was cited by Stellantis as a reason for announcing the closure of the Luton van plant and by Ford for cutting 800 jobs in the UK. End quote. So that's what Car Magazine wrote, which is exactly what the car industry wants them to write. The false equivalence, I'll come back to that, the false equivalence here, which Car Magazine dutifully followed the industry's wishes, is to lay down all of the data. And they did. They laid down all of the data beautifully in that paragraph. How we're going to get 18, you know, as an industry, about 18%, which is going to miss the 22%, but they'll face fines. All of these numbers you cannot disagree with. £15,000 fine per vehicle, all that kind of, it's, you know, all of that, your brain gets into an agreement pattern. Yeah. It's got a, you know, you can call it a yes agreement pattern or all these. The false equivalence here, which is a brilliant piece of manipulation, is that then they link it to, well, Stellantis just closed a factory in Luton this week and linked it to the ZEV mandate, and Ford just dropped 800 jobs in the UK blaming EVs. How can you not tie those two things together? And yet the Luton plant closure, which does not make electric vehicles, it's a commercial vehicle, it's a van plant, which Stellantis has been wanting to close forever, has nothing to do with electric vehicles. The fact that they're closing it, they don't make EV vans there, they're actually investing in EV vans at Ellesmere Port, zero to do with EVs. The Ford 800 jobs are going are all in back end and back office jobs, nothing to do with EVs. They're not to do with not making enough electric vehicles in this country. It's a false equivalent. Now, I must say, Stellantis were very, very careful in their announcement not to blame EVs. They had the factory closure announcement in their press release. Then they said that this is all in the context of the ZEV mandate. They didn't say they were closing it, but all they did, they had to just put it out there and then wait for the media to do the rest for them. It's just consolidation. Stellantis explicitly said that the closure of the Luton plant this week was consolidation in its UK manufacturing footprint, and they're moving their investment to Ellesmere Port, which will become an EV facility. It's actually a good EV story, not for the 1,000 families affected. It's been a horrible week for them. I mean, some of them will relocate, some of them will retrain. It would be a horrible time just before Christmas to get that news if I was in their shoes, right? But this is a positive story for EV investment in this country, spun as we're closing a factory and it's all the fault of EVs. That suggests the decision was operational efficiency. That's all that this was. Stellantis has strategically linked the two, but they didn't do the dirty work themselves. Interesting, isn't it? All right, let's get on to the third thing. I'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Ford saying that Brits don't want to buy EVs. Well, we do. So what have Ford been saying this week? Back in a mo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. If you're still with me 25 minutes later, firstly, I hope this is okay. I don't really do stuff like this. And people say, oh, do a rant, do a YouTube rant. I don't do YouTube rants. But this has been a very interesting week for the EV industry and one that requires some pushback on. And, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'll tell you how you can get in contact at the end of the podcast. Right, number three, third story this week. Brits don't want to buy EVs, say Ford. Hey, here's one headline. Are you ready? Our car industry is in crisis as Brits don't want EVs, Ford boss warns, just days after firm axes 800 jobs. Wow. Car industry in crisis as Brits don't want EVs. Now, that was a headline from The Sun, which, if you're not in this country, used to be a far more popular and more influential newspaper owned by Rupert Murdoch these days. Does anybody still read it? Does anybody care what they write? Probably not, but still it was a headline this week. And I'll put a link to that. Like all of these stories, by the way, I'll source them all in the show notes if you want to go and have a look at exactly what I'm talking about. So what did Ford say this week? Well, Lisa Brankin is the chairman and managing director of Ford UK, making very notable statements this week regarding the UK sales targets and the challenges faced by car makers. Challenges faced by Ford or car makers? Because again, she was wonderfully vague. Here are some key points. Brankin highlighted a mismatch between the government's EV sales targets and consumer demand. Well, consumer demand for Ford EVs or all EVs? She said, and I quote, "The real issue that we're facing is that customer demand isn't at the same level as the government mandate. We're not seeing customers coming and wanting to buy electric vehicles, either cars or vans," end quote. Well, that's an interesting take, because she must be speaking from the perspective of Ford. I mean, she's the boss of Ford UK after all. And we've already said that more recently, the car industry as a whole is at 21% pure BEV. Almost 30% if you include plug-in hybrids. Anyway, 21% pure BEV. Which does sound very close to 22% to me. But she did a big media tour this week. Big Radio 4 show in the morning. Very popular news talk program from the BBC, which she was talking on. The Mustang Mach-E is sold in this country. It's a very slow seller. It's a great vehicle, by the way. Whenever I see one, I'm like, oh man, that is a great car. But it sells very low numbers in the UK. And then we've just got the launch of the new Explorer, which is not an Explorer, but they've used that name. which is basically a VW ID4. It uses the VW MEB platform. Ford have licensed all the VW stuff, and in return, VW are using some commercial vehicle stuff from Ford. It's the deal that they did a while ago. But the Explorer is just their take on the VW ID4. It's been restyled. I like the styling of it. It looks very, very cool. But the new Capri also just went on sale. And that, they've made a huge noise about. The legend returning. The Capri is back. But it's not the Capri. It's just the Explorer with a fastback shape. It's about 14 centimetres longer. It's basically the Ford ID5. It's not a Capri. They should have called it the Mondeo, if you ask me anyway. But all the door panels are the same. The mirrors are the same between the Explorer and the Capri. So many bits of the car, the interior, is identical apart from the steering wheel. They've had a little Capri thing on it. Like, that is not a separate vehicle. It's just the ID5 is to the ID4 at Volkswagen. The UK is experiencing, unlike what the head of Ford said this week, a significant increase in UK buying intent. She says, oh, UK customers don't want EVs. All right. Well, let's have a look at EY's latest mobility consumer index. They found that 59% of UK respondents planning to purchase a vehicle within the next 2 years expressed a preference for going electric. That's up from 54% to 59% from 2023 to 2024. Specifically, 23% said they were very likely to buy a battery electric vehicle. That's up from 19% to 23% again year on year. So if Ford don't have vehicles that we want to buy, that's an issue. I agree, because I love Ford. I've always loved fast Fords growing up. But that's Ford's issue to fix. Now, to address the issue, Brankin, the head of Ford UK, urged the government to introduce tax breaks, things like cutting VAT, and other incentives to boost EV uptake. She emphasised, and I quote, "The one thing that we really need from the government is government-backed incentives to urgently boost the uptake of electric vehicles, because without demand, the mandate doesn't work," end quote. I agree, the mandate doesn't work for Ford, because they are one of the ones who are not just going to miss it. They will spectacularly miss it. Now, there's wiggle room. They can move some stuff to future years. They can pull with other car makers. I agree. They could make some cheaper EVs, because, you know, you can buy an Explorer or a Capri for £55,000. Mustang Mach-E's a little cheaper, but still, they're just binned off the Fiesta. There's no Mondeo EV. Where are those Fords that we love in this country that are at Ford prices? There's just no Ford prices. No, it's £45,000 to £55,000 for their new EVs, which are good vehicles. I mean, the VW stuff is all good, and they have added the Ford styling, and it's good. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's good. It's not spectacular, but they're good cars. However, does the government need to bail out Ford? No, it's not our problem. It's not a government problem. It's Ford's problem. Lisa Brankin warned that without government incentives, car makers will miss the stringent net zero targets and clean air targets set by the government, pointing out that while Ford supports the government's ambitions to clean up pollution, the lack of consumer demand is an obstacle. Well, it's an obstacle for Ford. Here's the headline from BBC News yesterday. November 26th, 2 days ago. Here's the headline, and I quote, "Ford calls for incentives to buy electric cars as backlash grows," end quote. And that's the BBC getting all very sun with their headline. "Ford calls for incentives as backlash grows." What backlash? The backlash is from the car makers themselves that aren't selling enough EVs or don't have the right EVs at the right place, at the right price, in the right place. That's the backlash. The consumers love the vehicles, and we are buying more and more of them in this country. Now, I don't want to get pulled into fact-checking every article that misses the mark on what's really happening in the EV industry, because I'm going to wrap this up now. There are some amazing places that do that. Robert Llewellyn at Fully Charged is awesome. Quentin Wilson at Fair Charge is awesome. Fully Charged have their Stop BS campaign. It's awesome. They do an amazing job. I don't want to get pulled into that world, because I focus on what's happening with the EV industry, and we move forward, and there's some amazing stories out there, and we're limited in the time that I get with you every day. I respect that. But I will just fact check this one. I will give a special mention. There's a very strong anti-BBC culture here in the UK, and I think that's an organisation that we should support. You know, I won't get into that now, but it saddens me to see this poor reporting. The BBC wrote and I quote, Ford UK has called on the government to introduce incentives to encourage drivers to buy electric vehicles as an industry backlash grows over sales targets. Lisa Brankin, Ford UK's chair and managing director, told the BBC that without demand, a government mandate to produce and sell more EVs just doesn't work. The comments add to a growing row between the government and the industry over the sale of new petrol and diesel cars being phased out over the next few years. End quote. Sounds innocuous, doesn't it? But that paragraph, again, is false equivalence. They begin by talking about something that is, you know, undisputable fact. Ford UK's chair, the boss, telling the BBC that that without demand, the government mandate to make EVs won't work. Of course, that's true. If Ford haven't got the right vehicles to sell, they'll miss it. And you can't argue with that. It's just a fact. But then the BBC go on to say that this adds to a growing row between the government and the industry over the sale of petrol and diesel cars being phased out over the next few years. End quote. That is simply not true. And when you read that, please don't believe it. The UK government over the next several years, let's take that as 3 years. Several means three, right? The UK government is not phasing out petrol and diesel cars being on sale. They're not phasing out petrol and diesel cars being on sale. They are simply saying that you have minimum targets to sell pure emission vehicles. So if you want to sell more EVs as a percentage, it's a percentage of how many vehicles are being sold within your company, your fleet, if you like. So if you want to sell more petrol and diesel, fill your boots. The UK government don't care how many petrol and diesel cars you sell, as long as a percentage of your total sales are zero emission, right? So you can come here and sell as many petrol and diesel cars as you want, but you've got to sell more EVs, right? That's the deal. That's the rules of the game. If you want to play the game, them's the rules. And everyone's known it for years. Of course, if you're not selling any EVs, one way to not pay massive fines is to then not sell as many petrol and diesel cars. Well, that's a different thing, isn't it? It's a false equivalence. Because one thing you could do is just restrict how many petrol and diesel cars you sell in the UK if you're not selling enough EVs. But that's very different to the UK government, according to the BBC, phasing out petrol and diesel. They're not doing it. They're simply saying we want to sell more zero-emission vehicles. The article continues, and I quote, on Tuesday, Stellantis, the owner of Vauxhall, said it would close a plant in Luton, putting 1,100 jobs partly at risk because of EV targets. It joins Ford in axing UK jobs last week, announcing 800 jobs in the UK going over the next 3 years, partly due to EV targets. End quote. Simply not true. Stellantis are not closing. Again, they fell for it hook, line and sinker. Stellantis didn't do it, but they laid the table. They put that whole thing about, the ZEV mandate, you know, in their press release, and the BBC falling in for it there. Stellantis closed the plant, so thanks to EVs. And this is just on the BBC News website, right? This isn't an EV-specific press. This is the average person reading this, forming their opinion about the kind of car they'll buy next. And it's really dangerous. I just want to push back on it today. And if you're still with me, holy bazookas, that's been an epic one for you and I to go through. The UK government, in conclusion, has implemented supportive policies to drive EV adoption. The Zero Emission Vehicle Mandate, which became law in January of this year, says that 80% of all new cars and 70% vans sold as a share of how many you sell must be zero emission by 2030. The automakers have always known the rules of the game. Sell your cars here. Here's the rules. Some of them have just played the game badly. And now they want the rules changed to give them a free pass. It is a clear regulatory framework, providing certainty for the car makers and the consumers, encouraging long-term investment in the EV industry. We must not let the vocal minority derail an entire industry for the rest of us. Hey, what do you think about today's podcast? I'd like to know your thoughts. You can email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com. You can leave a comment on the Patreon page. You might need to sign up as a free member of Patreon to get to the comment section, but it's the best place to just keep all of our comments and conversation in one place, and you can do that for free on Patreon. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi-compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.